This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Jesus is not telling every person in this room to sell everything you have and give it to the poor and then follow him. But he did tell this man this, and let me tell you why I believe he did. Because money had become his God. Money had become his God, and so what Jesus was asking this man to do was not realign his wealth. He was asking him to realign his gods and believe in him as the Son of God. That's what I really believe. Jesus was asking the man to change gods because money was his God. I think it's pretty strongly implied, and I think I can share that with you. Verse 17, let's bring that up again. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. It seems like in almost every account of Jesus having an interaction with people, whether they're demon-possessed, whether they're needing healing, we read these words in Mark's gospel. The person fell at the feet of Jesus. Some of you were here a few weeks ago when I said this, sooner or later you will have a fall at the feet of Jesus moment in your life. Some of you, it's already happened. Sooner or later, you're going to have a fall at the feet of Jesus moment. What does that mean? It means when you're at the end of your rope emotionally, you're at the end of your rope psychologically, financially, physically, doesn't matter. And the only thing you know to do, the only logical thing to do is to fall at the feet of Jesus and say two words, help me. The most spiritual prayer that a man or woman can pray sometimes is the two words, help me. And I believe God responds to that prayer. He says, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Isn't that interesting? I think he was a young urban professional. He knew how to do things. He was successful. And he said, okay, Jesus, what do I do to inherit eternal life? Give me the list. He thought it was something he did, not realizing it's ultimately was going to be everything Christ accomplished on the cross. Obviously, Christ hadn't died yet. But that is what you need to know, and I need to know. It's not about your list of things you do. It's what Jesus did on the cross that gets you into heaven. We all have our list. In fact, well, let's go through the list. Verse 19, you know the commandments, Jesus said. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Here's what's really intriguing to me about this. Jesus mentions five of the Ten Commandments, but there's a sixth one in there about defrauding that's not one of the ten, but it's in the Levitical law in Leviticus 19:13, where it says, do not defraud your neighbor. And the second half of that verse says, don't withhold the wages of a hired person and make him wait for his money, basically, is what the law said. When a guy does a day's work, you pay him for a day's work. You don't make him wait. Now, here's my thesis on this. I have never read this anywhere. I've never heard a preacher say this before, so this is totally my idea, and it could be totally wrong. I don't think Jesus says anything by accident. I don't think Jesus would have said, well, I don't know why I said that. I just did. I think he knew full well the man probably was defrauding people, even if the guy didn't know it. Perhaps he was withholding wages from his employees. And you know what was serious about that? We don't have an understanding in our culture, but when you did a day's work and you were paid at the end of the day, that's how you fed your family for the next day. And so if a man withheld wages from an employee, that meant the family of that man didn't eat. You better believe it was important to be paid at the end of the day. And isn't it interesting that Jesus just kind of throws that one in, do not defraud? My guess is he was defrauding.
Well, the title of this message is Money Changes Everything. And that's the case with the rich young ruler. We continue this message from Mark 10 tomorrow. Remember our website, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.